So now we're doing the holy letters of the Rebbe in 1145. This is dated on the 24th day of Menachem Av Tovshin Yudal from Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Reb Shlomo Chaim Shadar, Shlomo Chaim Kesselman. And the Rebbe writes him, I'm going to now give a general note, and please give it over to all the students. Again, he was the mashpia at the time in the yeshiva, whether it was the Lud over there at the time, or probably must be in Lud before then, Kfar Chabad. The Rebbe says like this, I don't know what the reason is, but it looks like that there is amongst them a movement that they want to come to the United States, they want to come to America. I don't look at this favorably, because they can still become more wholesome, more and more in studying where they are now. There might be exceptions, which is that there's no benefit for him. But bechlal, they're leifin in America, learning dafke in Brooklyn. But in generally, to run to America to study, specifically in Brooklyn, I suspect that also involved in it is a kind of a bragging, and the spiritual leadership of the students needs to find out the root after this, what's going on, and to explain before them the great responsibility of leaving the Holy Land may be built. It's not permitted only for this study of Torah and to find a wife. So there needs to be such a study of Torah that the Torah would call it studying Torah. We're not talking about just being there. And as a student of Temchet Mimim, you also need the approval of Torah Sachasidus. This is called, that should be called Talmud Torah. Chassidus has to say that he's taket studying Torah. In addition to that, according to the situation now in Eretz HaKodesh, there is a very wide area to saving hundreds and thousands of sons and daughters of Israel. So there must be on the place over there such an institution that should be in a situation that can announce, look at these people that I'm raising. Look at the students. Gidulim shegidam gadlani. And not that they have to say, oh, the students sent away elsewhere and they should believe him, but they have to be able to see this. And also, within time, my great hope is that a certain portion of these Talmidim will be able to be serving as educators, as guides, at least for some weeks and months. Even during their study in the yeshiva, they will be able to work outside. And how great this value is you can't imagine how great it is to help out, to become counselors and things like that. I just received your letter that you too want to come here for the seventh month, which is the Rosh Hashanah, for the month of Tishrei. That time which is satisfied with everything. Every moment that you can influence in this direction to Talmidim is precious than any precious. And instead of that, you want to leave them alone. The Rebbe is saying it to him. So the Rebbe says it's very difficult for me to give you rebuke, Musar. Especially, and I don't know when you're writing about coming here was a question or you were just relating it. So then, of course, there's no place for rebuke. But I couldn't believe when I saw it in your letter. It's obviously that my view is not connected as far as getting the papers. And if he was just writing it as a notifying what he decided, he should write directly to the Maskiris, and they will make the possibility to try to get him. So Rebbe is basically saying, if you're asking my advice, don't come. But if you just tell me that you're coming and you need the papers, we'll help you get the papers. And I'll, you know, go directly to them. They'll get you organized with the papers. But my view is, again, is obviously that you need to stay there and teach your students and be with them over there, with blessings for success in study and with the students and also with yourself. So the Rebbe didn't encourage so much these people to come all to him, whether, but they all eventually, a lot of them came. And then they made it into a one year after they finished, like the lower yeshiva, they call it the kvutza. That was a group of students that came once they reached a certain age to spend the year with the Rebbe over here in 770. But there was always a challenge, you know, to you know, people wanted to be by the Rebbe, they wanted to study by the Rebbe. You know, so.